From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the mayor who led New Orleans through Hurricane Katrina goes on trial.
But first, the bull market looked unstoppable in 2013. That is, until 2014 rolled around. At the end of last week, the Dow Jones lost nearly 500 points in just 2 days. And Wall Street's drop came after a plunge in the value of several world currencies, including those of Turkey, South Africa, and Russia. But the biggest drop was in the value of the Argentinian peso, which took an 11% nosedive in just 1 day, leading some investors to worry about the health of so-called emerging markets, and others to ask how big a factor are those markets for the U.S. economy. Let's take a closer look with David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So first of all, David, it's not just Wall Street. It seems as if financial markets around the world are really not feeling so hot after last week. What's going on? Is the bull market really stumbling?
Well, I think over the last few days, it really has been coming from the rest of the world. We've had a lot of idiosyncratic problems. You know, we've got riot police in the Ukraine. We've got problems, political problems in Thailand. We've got strikes in South Africa. And we have, as you said, a problem in Argentina and also a problem in Venezuela. So there are a lot of emerging markets which are giving us problems right now. And that is, it's feeding some uncertainty because markets did have a big run and people are wondering, well, you know, is now the time to take a little money off the table? Are we due for a correction? I think that's really what's going on.
And just as a reminder, what, the 2013 bull market on the Dow at least was what, more than 30% overall growth of the year?
It was a huge year. I mean, the index that we tend to look at the most is the S&P 500, and the total return in the S&P 500 was 32%, so that's a very good year.
Right. Well, we mentioned, for example, the Argentinian peso taking that 11% nosedive. Draw the connection for us between plunging international currencies and the uncertainty we're seeing on Wall Street right now.
Well, I think part of the overall growth story for American companies is their ability to take advantage of growth in emerging markets. And I still think that's there in the long run. I don't think there's any question about it. But we have certain countries, for example, in Venezuela and Argentina, where they really have not had very responsible monetary or fiscal policies for a long time. And so they're getting hurt right now. But it raises a bigger question, you know, are there problems in bigger emerging markets like India or China? I don't really think so, but it certainly is causing some uncertainty right now.
And, you know, we're hearing a lot about the concerns of big investors on Wall Street, but a lot of smaller investors, even individuals, are in the market and mm-hmm. might even hold emerging market funds like in retirement portfolios, for example.
Well, they very well may, and they probably should stick to it. I mean, the biggest mistake I think that individual investors make is they get too complacent when markets are going up and too scared when markets are going down. If you're invested in the stock market as an individual investor, you probably want to be invested for 5 years or more in equities to really make it make sense. And over the long run, I think emerging markets will see stronger economic growth, stronger earnings growth than developed countries, and people should have investments there.
Well, David, let's talk a little bit about what might be driving this current negative feeling across the world about emerging markets. I'm reading about two things that people are pointing to: Fed policies and Chinese growth, both of which were driving emerging markets overall for the past several years. But now, for example, the Chinese manufacturing index released last week showed a small contraction, leading to fears that countries that have been relying on, for example, selling raw commodities to China may be suffering an economic hit because they're not at their double-digit growth rate anymore.
That's right. But this has been a story that's been around for a while. China does need to slow down its growth rate. And I think the official Chinese numbers on, you know, showing more than 7% real GDP growth are somewhat suspect. But we think that China does have the capacity to stabilize its economic growth. It's certainly shown that in the past. And as for this issue of the Fed raising interest rates, I mean, the Federal Reserve is not going to raise the federal funds rate until at least 2015. So we're talking about something that's very far into the future when it comes, you know, in the timetable of financial markets. I think what happens is people hear that there's something that's going to hurt emerging markets, and then they sell first and ask questions later. But that sets up a sort of a vicious cycle here, because the currencies begin to fall and people start pulling money out because they don't want the currencies to fall more. But as they pull money out, that causes the currencies to fall more. So it is a little bit unstable. That's always a problem you have with floating currencies. But so long as the economies in these countries can stabilize, they can take advantage of now a lower currency, they can export more and should be able to pull themselves together.
So are you saying that right now we're seeing emotion more at play rather than fundamental instabilities in these emerging market countries?
Yes, I think in most of the big emerging market countries, long-term growth prospects are still very good. I think there are some individual problems. There always will be in emerging markets, but I don't think that U.S. investors should paint the world with that same broad brush, because overall global economic growth actually is running at close to its strongest pace in 3 years. Mm.
David, finally, let me ask you, some people can't help but to remember the Asian financial crisis of 1997. The word contagion is being kicked around today. Do you share those same fears that this could spread?
I think it's less likely. First of all, most emerging markets have got much better balance sheets actually today than they did back then. There are fewer of them with huge amounts of debt and over leverage. But the second thing is that central banks around the world are supplying a lot of liquidity, not just the Federal Reserve, but the Bank of Japan and the Bank of England and the European Central Bank. They're really flooding the world with liquidity. So for a while, liquidity may sort of move away from emerging markets, but there's just so much money to be invested that I've got to feel that money will eventually go back into those emerging markets and prevent what we saw in 1998.
Well, David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist for JP Morgan Funds. David, pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.